Hi, I'm WTOP Entertainment Editor Jason Fraley, and we are being joined by, just say your name and your title.
My name's Craig Martin. I am the founder and the CEO of the Classic Albums Live Concert Series.
And we're talking because you guys are going to be doing a really cool thing as part of Wolf Trap's, 50th anniversary. You're celebrating, it's also the 50th anniversary of Led Zeppelin's legendary album, Led Zeppelin 4. Tons of great songs on that one. Before we get to the actual Zeppelin stuff you'll be playing, give me an overview of, when you started Classic Albums Live and some of the different, albums that you've covered.
Well, we started in 2003 here in Toronto, and we've grown across North America since then. We're up to about 150 shows a year, and it's just been a steamroller and high octane fuel. What I think people really wanted was a chance to hear these incredible works of art performed note for note, cut for cut, and that's what we do. All of our attention is put into the music. We don't jump around. We don't wear costumes. We don't have a flashy light show. We don't even talk to the audience. It's kind of like a Seinfeld episode. It's a show about nothing. But what happens is when the audience sees how wonderful the musicians are and how studied we've become, and they hear these classic records recreated note for note, cut for cut, they really bond, and it's a really community, collective, happy vibe, man. It just feels so good. This music means a lot of things to a lot of people.
Oh, for sure. And so paint us a visual picture. So it sounds like it's more, like a beautiful orchestra renditions of these, rather than some, cheesy people dressed up doing an imitation or whatever. No, you're focusing just on the music. So how many piece band are we seeing up there? How many piece orchestra are we seeing?
Well, for this particular show, you're going to see a 9-piece band. For the Zeppelin 4 show at Wolf Trap, we'll have 3 guitar players, bass player, drummer, keys, a singer, another person to come out and sing Battle of Evermore, which is such a great song. And, the Beatles show, I know that a lot of people love those tribute bands and all that, but we don't do any of that crap. We bring in a string section, a horn section. We'll bring in an orchestra, a kids' choir, kazoos, sitars, whatever it takes to recreate the album exactly the way it was recorded. We'll go to extreme lengths to get. And it seems to be something that's really capturing people's attention. I mean, we're just so busy. People just want to hear this record played perfectly. And I should add that most of these records are 45 minutes long. So after that, we take a break and everybody gets a drink, and then we reconvene and we kind of play a greatest hits set of that selected artist, including a couple of deep tracks. Like, we might do the Rain song on September the 1st or our lesser known Zepp song, which I hope turns a lot of people on. So it's a really great experience for music lovers.
Oh, that's great. So basically it's, the first half, you get to hear the whole album in order, every track uninterrupted. And then you take a break and you come back and maybe get to hear some greatest hits of maybe other Zeppelin songs you love that weren't on that particular album. So cool. Well, tell me about, let's dive into the album itself. So Led Zeppelin 4 came out in 1971. Tell me, as a music expert yourself, what musically made that album so special?
Well, the diversification on the record. Certainly you've got Stairway to Heaven, one of the greatest rock tracks ever recorded. I mean, the Bohemian Rhapsody, Hey Jude, Stairway to Heaven, that's the pantheon of classic rock songs. And on top of that, you've got some amazing songs like Going to California is just an acoustic guitar and a mandolin and a vocal. And when we break that down on stage, we'll be in front of thousands of people. You can hear a pin drop because the song is just so ethereal and beautiful. Then you've got some of the heavier ones, like When the Levee Breaks, and that's a tough song to play. That we learned the secret tuning on the guitars for that. And, almost every musician on stage needs another instrument in order to play that song properly. And we figured out the keys to the kingdom on that one. That took a lot of doing. Then you've got Rock and Roll, and of course, Stairway to Heaven. Hearing Stairway to Heaven is, we've all heard it so many times, but to hear it played live exactly the way it was recorded, it really is just a good feeling.
Wow. So you get Stairway to Heaven, Rock and Roll, Going to California. Black Dog is on that too. Hey, Hey Mama.
Battle of Evermore, Misty Mountain Hop.
Oh, that's a great one. That is a great underrated one.
Yeah. So, you know, they got all those. And then in second set, I'm sure we're going to be doing Dazed and Confused and Kashmir and some of the what we call the cannonballs that we're just going to fire out. And they just, it's the collective vibe. Like, what I really like is, you know, it's a good show when you look on, everybody's kind of doing their head bob in their seat. You know, we all kind of have this move going on in our seat. You know, I really dig that.
Oh, they're going to be moving for sure, rocking in their seat. Man, you can't plan this stuff. I don't know if you can hear it, but as soon as you said the rain song, it started raining outside my house and the levees broke.
That's hilarious. Well, that song has a particularly, it's got a powerful message, that song. Upon us all, a little rain must fall. One thing about Zeppelin is, you know, we love the drums and we love the guitars and we love Plant's vocals, but we don't really pay attention to Plant's lyrics. He was a brilliant lyricist and he had a really nice, some really like, kind of like old British Byron-esque type of verses and sonnets. He's an excellent lyricist. I hope some people turn into that when they come to the show.
Oh yeah, absolutely. I mean, the lyrics are one of those are fun to just sort of pick apart and say, well, you know, what did he mean by that? Or what is that, you know, Lord of the Rings reference, whatever it is.
But yeah, there's a couple of those in there for sure.
Plant was not only an amazing singer, but a great lyricist. And then of course, Jimmy Page on the guitar. And I mean, it's just an epic band. Mm-hmm. Do your musicians, I mean, those are pretty big shoes to fill. I mean, how does an electric guitar Jimmy Page, you know, sound with your band?
Well, you know, if you listen to Jimmy Page's guitars, what sets us apart from all the other tribute bands and all that is they all come out and they have very distorted guitar tones, like as if they want to really rock and have that. But if you listen to Jimmy Page's guitar, it's a lot cleaner than you think. And it's really beautiful. Oftentimes it's a Telecaster as well. So we've really taken the time. It's not only note for note, it's tone for tone. So consequently, when one of the guitar players buys a new amplifier or a new pedal, we all have like sit down and kind of listen to the chain from the guitar to the pedal, to the amp, to the microphone, to the front of house, and see how it sounds and how it fits within what we're doing. So we really go to these great extents to get all the sounds right. I mean, we're kind of fanatical about it. We're nerdy about it, in fact, but it's wonderful. When you get it, the feeling is euphoric.
Oh, euphoric is the perfect word for it. I don't think, and few bands can make us feel that, you know, euphoric feeling like Zeppelin. Mm-hmm. Well, cool. Well, tell me a little bit more about some of the other albums you've done. So where does this fall? You know, like how many of these tributes have you done over the years?
We've done, if you look on our, I'm not even sure, but if you go to the Wikipedia page, there's a big list in there of albums. It's about 40. And, you know, we've done it. We're really concentrating since we're all kind of starting to get back to things. People really want the soulful meat and potato chicken soup albums like Zeppelin, Dark Side of the Moon, Hotel California, Rumors, you know, Let It Bleed and Let It Be, Abbey Road, Sgt. Pepper. We really want those like total classic rock albums to kind of turn back to and just feel good again. These albums stand the test of time. And I kind of assert that they're actually classical music right now is this kind of music. This music has certainly endeared 50 years plus now. And it's not going away anytime soon. Classic rock has stood the test of time better than any other musical genre. And you could say classical music, certainly. But I think in 10, 20, 30 years, we'll still be going to see recitals of Dark Side of the Moon, of Led Zeppelin IV, of Abbey Road, of Sgt. Pepper. I think that'll still be part of the zeitgeist of the public. I think that we'll all be seeking out this music for generations to come. You know, we're starting to see more kids in the audience, which is, it's amazing. You know, that's just great. I mean, certainly a lot of times it's their parents have turned them on, but we are seeing some younger people. And I wonder if we're ever going to like expand into some modern classic albums, like possibly Radiohead's OK Computer, maybe Pearl Jam's 10, Nirvana's Nevermind, things like that. So there seems to be no end to what we're doing here. We've really, really locked into something. And it'd just be great to be able to employ so many musicians. I have about 60 musicians that work with me. And it's great to be able, I'm the number one employer of musicians here in Canada. So, and I'm getting there in the States. So that's exciting for me.
Yeah, speak to that a little bit more in terms of, you know, pandemic wise, like how it's been great, you know, how so many musicians lost work when they couldn't perform live. And so how, you know, your whole operation is really getting, you know, putting food on the table for a lot of people.
Yeah, we've certainly followed protocols, and we've certainly, you know, been deft in our approach to it. I started doing concerts on my front lawn of my house. I live right in downtown Toronto. You open the door, it's like New York City outside my front door. And I started putting concerts on the front lawn, and people started really coming around for that, distancing and doing all that. And that was very positive. And then we moved that to a theater just outside of Toronto. We started streaming concerts live from in there, again, following the protocols, getting tested, do all that stuff. And we were able to put up a tip jar. And I was so thankful to everybody that took the time to tip. And there was quite a few people from the DC area. We've been playing Wolf Trap for 8 years now. And there's quite a few people from the DC area who donated a few bucks to the musicians as well. So that was a huge thing, being able to keep them. And then, you know, we've been playing pretty much nonstop in Florida and the rest of the United States since, I guess, March. And it's just been a wonderful ride. I'm just so pleased that we've been able to navigate these uncertain waters and keeping these musicians working. My goodness, it's the stuff of life for me.
Well, we appreciate it. And the whole, you know, music community appreciates it. And Wolf Trap is the perfect place to hear it. It's such a great venue. So everybody, come on out. It is the Classic Albums Live show about Led Zeppelin IV, the 1971 album. Can't believe it's been 50 years, but I agree with you. I think another 50 years, maybe even 100 years from now, people will still be rocking out to that. So again, right, Everyone come out to Wolf Trap on Wednesday, September 1st for Classic Albums Live. Craig Martin, thanks so much for doing this.
Right on, Jason. Good to talk to you, man.
Yep. We'll catch you later.
Okay. Bye-bye.